Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Competitive Market. I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
This is Rob Burrows, Senior Chief Rob Burrows, United States Navy Seabees, retired, Director for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, and Silver Star Veterans and Widows Programs. And we are live this morning for hopefully a wonderful Memorial Day program for you. We're going to be talking about the meaning of Memorial Day and what's taking place here in our community and what's not taking place here in our community. We're also going to, I'll be giving you one of my speeches that I was going to give at the Igo Veterans Cemetery. And obviously at this point, there's not going to be a service at the Igo Veterans Cemetery. And I'll talk about that real quick right now while we have it. The Reading Memorial Park and Longcrest will not be having live services, but at 10 a.m. on Monday, they will be having a half-hour live broadcast on their Facebook page. So if you go to, if you have an interned, a loved one that is there, and you'd like to see a small service here locally, they will be putting that on the Facebook page, and that's 10 a.m. on Monday morning, Memorial Day morning, and that will also include Longcrest and Reading Memorial Park. Now, the Igo Veterans Cemetery is not going to have a service this Monday. They're going to reschedule that. Mark and I had a good conversation the other day, and Mark George is the director out there. They're going to have another service. As soon as everything opens up, they'll reschedule and have another service out there at the cemetery, and we will advertise and make sure that everybody knows when that's going to take place. The Igo Veterans Cemetery will be open all weekend, so it'll be open today and tomorrow, which is Sunday, and then also Monday. If you have a loved one there and you'd like to go out and walk through the headstones and walk through the hillside there, and it's, you know, Igo is just an absolutely gorgeous place. When I returned, when they opened it up in 2003, I was there for the grand opening for the Igo Veterans Cemetery when the governor was there. And when I came back from Iraq, I wanted to be involved. And so in 2007, I became part of the Northern California Navy Honors Team. I became the Navy Honors Team Leader, and we did all of the naval services out there and the other services for other branches also from 2007 till 2013 when I was medically retired from the Navy. And during that time frame, from Igo throughout the Northern California area, I was part of, performed over 2,000 funerals, 2,000 presentations of the flag to families and loved ones from wives, widows, and widowers, men, and sons and daughters, and children also. And presenting those flags to the children was probably some of the toughest, trying to keep my composure as the children were trying to keep their composure. Presenting that flag to those families. And so the Igo Veterans Cemetery, to me, my heart is very attached to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery at Igo. All of those services, all of the families, and being able to honor those men and women And B, if you're not aware of that, between 2007 and probably 2012, we interned probably the majority of the services were World War II. Those were the majority of the World War II veterans who passed during that time frame. And we would do up to six funerals a day with World War II veterans, all different branches. And so it was a tough time because it was there was a lot of work. I mean, you know, when you're there and you're presenting that flag to a family member, and you have to have your uniform is spotless and your speech needs to be right on the money, and when you're performing, your steps there are as good as not as good as the steps at the Arlington Cemetery, and when you give your presentation, it's professional and it's thorough. And you know that sometimes the only representation that that family has ever known from the branch of service is when you perform that funeral and you present that flag to that family. That may be the only contact they have ever had with the Navy or the Marine Corps or the Coast Guard or the Air Force or the Army. And so it is so critical to be able to be professional and to step off and to present that flag to that family in such a professional manner. The honor of the veteran, the honor of our nation, the honor of the service, the Navy. And it was a great privilege for me to be able to, you know, go over and serve in Iraq and to do what we did over there in such a great manner and the professionalism that we had when we were serving in Iraq. And then to come home and deal with the PTSD and being part of the IGO Veterans Cemetery during those years. It was how I was able to deal with my PTSD by helping other veterans and by facing that, literally that death of those veterans at the same time. And when you kneel and you present that flag to that loved one and you're looking in their eyes and they're looking, they're searching into your eyes as a military personnel because they've lost that military loved one that they've talked about their service and have maybe participated in during that time frame when they served. And now you are closing part of that final chapter in that individual's life. And as you kneel and you present that flag and you say, on behalf of a grateful nation and a proud Navy or other branch, I present this flag to you in honor of your loved one's faithful service to our country. And then you step back and you salute. And what a privilege and honor it is to be able to be a part of the last chapter of those individuals' lives who served our nation faithfully during World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Panama, Desert Storm, even Iraq and Afghanistan. And to be able to honor those men and women who went and served and sacrificed, whether they came back as a KIA or they came back and lived their lives. And then they were interned at the cemetery because of the services that they performed for their nation. It doesn't matter what branch it was. And so it's really a great thing to be able to know that I was able to be a part of that. And even now, as we continue on into 2020, we're still continuing to be able to be a part of the Memorial Day services out there or the Veterans Day services. And up until this weekend, this is the first time that there really has not been an open service, a Memorial Day service or Veterans Day service to the public. But that is not going to stop us from honoring our veterans. And that's not going to stop us from taking and honoring those that have been interned out there at the IGO Veterans Cemetery. We call it Arlington West. And if you have ever been to Arlington National Cemetery, and you drive through the cemetery, and there's the hills are row upon row of crosses and the different headstones from all the way back to the Civil War. It is just so amazing. And then you come back here to Northern California, and you walk out through the IGO Veterans Cemetery, and the grass is green, and the trees are beautiful, and the hills are just outstanding against a light blue sky, and there's usually clouds in the sky. And so you have the green and the brown of the hills, and you have the blue sky and the white clouds, and there's usually a nice breeze out there, and it's quiet, and it's still. And sometimes there's other folks out there, and sometimes there aren't. It's just you and yourself and those that are there. And it's always just been amazing to me to be a part of that. If you ever have read the book and watched the play Our Town, and by Thornton Wilder, and it shows the headstones, and it shows the individual standing next to the headstones during that play. And sometimes, as I walked out through the cemetery and I looked, and I served, and we performed those services, in my mind, when you read World War II and Army or Marine Corps or Navy, in my mind, I see that sailor, that Marine, that airman, that soldier standing next to their headstone with their arms in front of them at parade rest. And you know that they're proud that they're there. And it's a privilege to know that those individuals are there and they served, and to see those men or women who had served. In my mind, that's how I see that. I see those men, those heroes, who served their country, and then they came back, and then they're interned at IGO. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us 2 ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A.,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say,
morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, your talk radio. And today we're going to be doing a little talking, but we're going to be listening to some fantastic Memorial Day music to honor our veterans, to to be proud of our nation and our military veterans. And we honor to those who have sacrificed and have given their lives and their all. And that's what Memorial Day is. It's about honoring those who have passed and not so much those that are living. That's what Veterans Day is for. You just heard Home Free, and they perform God Bless the USA. They do all of their music in a cappella. All of the sounds and everything that you heard are done by one of the artists there. It's all done by mouth or by hand. And they just do a fantastic opportunity singing. They have a whole array of music that they do. And if you ever get a chance to listen to them on YouTube, you can look them up under Home Free and listen to some of their fantastic music. Not right now, but later. And so, but it's just nice to have a different tone, a different a variety of different music that we hear all the time. And Link Greenwood and Chris McCandless, they do a wonderful job, but sometimes it's nice to bring someone else in and to listen to somebody else give that rendition. And so I'd like to talk to you a little bit about Memorial Day. Memorial Day, it's the three-day weekend that officially starts the beginning of summer season, a time for hanging at the beach, barbecuing, and even catching a few laps of the Indy 500, which is not happening this year. But Memorial Day is also the most solemn American holiday, a time to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice to defend their nation. Memorial Day, an American holiday observed on the last Monday of May, honors men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. Originally known as Decoration Day, it originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. Many Americans observe Memorial Day by visiting cemeteries or memorials, holding family gatherings, and participating in parades. Unofficially, at least, it marks the beginning of summer. The Civil War claimed more than 600,000 lives. That's right, 600,000 lives. More than any other conflict in U.S. history, requiring the establishment of the country's first national cemeteries. By the late 1860s, Americans in various towns and cities had begun holding springtime tributes to these countless fallen soldiers, decorating their graves with flowers and reciting prayers. At that time, many different communities across the United States may have independently initiated the memorial gatherings. Nevertheless, in 1966, the federal government declared Waterloo, New York, the official birthplace of Memorial Day. Waterloo, which had first celebrated the day on May 5, 1866, was chosen because it hosted an annual community-wide event during which businesses closed and residents decorated the graves of soldiers with flowers and flags. Our businesses are closed this time, but they're not closed because of the recognition of our veterans. Obviously, they're closed for other reasons. Decoration Day on May 5th, 1862. General John A. Logan, leader of an organization of Northern Civil War veterans, called for a National Day of Remembrance later that month. General Logan stated, "The 30th of May, 1868 is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, every village and hamlet and churchyard in the land." He proclaimed, "The date of Decoration Day, as he called it, was chosen because it was the anniversary. It was not the anniversary of any particular battle." On the first Decoration Day, General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery, and 5,000 participants decorated the graves of the 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers buried there. Many northern states held similar commemorative events and reprised the tradition in subsequent years. By 1890, each one had made Decoration Day an official state holiday. Many southern states, on the other hand, still angry about the loss of the southern states, continued to honor their dead on separate days until after World War I. Decoration Day originally honored only those lost while fighting in the Civil War. But during the World War I, the United States found itself embroiled in another major conflict, and the holiday evolved to commemorate American military personnel who died in all wars. For decades, Memorial Day continued to be observed on May 30th. That date Logan had selected for the first Decoration Day. But in 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day as the last Monday in May, in order to create a three-day weekend for federal employees. The change went into effect in 1971. The same law also declared Memorial Day a federal holiday. There have come to be many different Memorial Day traditions. Cities and towns across the United States host Memorial Day parades each year, often incorporating military personnel and members of veterans organizations. Some of the largest parades take place in Chicago, New York, Washington, D.C., where Americans also observe Memorial Day by visiting cemeteries and memorials. So once again, that gives you the rundown of Decoration Day being turned into Memorial Day and how it went from a day of recognizing our military personnel who had given their lives and sacrifice to a federal holiday. If you kind of look at it that way, it's kind of like, well, that's kind of disgusting. Once again, the politicians step in, kind of ruined it so that they could have an extra day off. And, you know, sometimes that's how I look at it. It's like, you know, they just did it for themselves, not because it was the original recognition of our military who have given their lives for this nation throughout the years. And so, once again, I just want to let you know that there will not be a service at the Igo Veteran Cemetery, but the cemetery will be open for visitors so that you can go out and see a loved one, or you can walk through the headstones and just take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices of those who have given their lives for us. And then also at Reading Memorial Park in Longcrest on Monday morning at 10 a.m., they will be going ahead and they will be having their services, a half-hour service at 10 a.m., and that will be live on their Facebook page. There will be no live services at the cemetery itself. And if you haven't noticed, if you go out to the Reading Memorial Park or Longcrest to see your loved one, the flags are all put out on all of the headstones. Maybe that was pressed in, maybe it wasn't, but the flags are all out there. And as I'm sure that they'll be out at Igo also. And that's another. Make sure you take your camera when you go because of the beautiful vistas at Igo and because of the beautiful pictures there at the Reading Memorial Park and Longcrest. And at Reading Memorial Park, there are Civil War veterans that are buried there. There are veterans that are buried there from the Indian Wars, also from the Spanish-American War, and then obviously World War I and on. And it's amazing to go through and read those headstones and the companies and the units that they served with during that time. So you've been listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is a live program this morning. Finally, we're back, and we've got a live program going for you. And once again, we want to remind you, this is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and you're listening to Battlefield Expressions.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for a pre-existing treatment, no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, as Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
Ready! Hey! Fire! Ready!
Well, nicknamed him Walker, tied knots to get a badge, said I'm gonna serve my country. Just like my old man. July 29th came and he was gone. A shiny town car parked on that old gravel lot. Two uniforms on the front door, they knocked. His mama started crying. She said, "You were lying. Where's my son?" So I'll take off my hat, raise up my drink to the ones that gave it all for the U.S. of A. Say a prayer for the families, Lord, give them strength. There's a folded flag in a frame, and I just want to say thanks on Memorial Day.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions and another wonderful song honoring our veterans and those who have sacrificed their lives for our country. I want to remind you that the program is brought to you by the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and our offices are located at 2110 North Street in Anderson. And we have been very, very busy over the last 6 weeks. If you've noticed, there have been programs that have been rebroadcasted for Battlefield Expressions. In March, the Northern California Veterans Museum acquired the historical Cottonwood Fire Station. And it was presented to us by Shasta County through a bid program, and no one else bid on it. And the Northern California Veterans Museum bid on it and received the bid for the fire station. And it has now have been restored interior-wise. It's the renovation of painting and cleaning and scouring. And the building sat empty for about a year before we took possession of it. And so it is being turned into the Northern California Veterans Museum Restoration and Storage Facility for our military vehicles. And we have started to move the military vehicles and different equipment into that facility, and they will be restored there. They will be stored there, and then they will be kept ready to go as we proceed with building the new facility on top of Cottonwood Hill there at 4659 Ronda Road. And so it's a wonderful opportunity for us to be able to continue to move forward with the museum. We've had to come up with a facility for storage and for the restrooms as part of our master plan. And I will be honest with you, as far as I'm concerned, the good Lord gave us that building. We were able to purchase it for a very low price, even through the county bid process. And it has been just a wonderful opportunity for us to move forward with the museum. We have the archive and restoration facility there in Anderson at our offices, and with a repository for the uniforms and books and paperwork and all of those different items. And now we have the restoration facility for our larger equipment items and for statues and things like that, so that we can put them inside the facility and clean them, keep them out of the weather. Because we had rented airport hangars before from the city of Reading, and that was just, even though we needed to put our items there when the other museum closed, it was a waste of money to rent from anyone, especially how hard we have to work for the funding to come into the museum, and then not to be able to have something tangible after we've spent that money. And now we've been able to get a wonderful deal, wonderful opportunity with the fire station, the historical fire station that is now the restoration facility for the Veterans Museum. And as we move forward and we start getting those vehicles together and put in there, that portion will be open on occasion to the public as a portion of the museum for people to see the process of the restoration and some of the vehicles that we have and things like that. Another fantastic opportunity for us to be able to share and honor those veterans and showcase some of the equipment and things like that that they used. And also, during that time frame, the last 6 to 8 weeks, we've been helping veterans that were in need, taking care of services and advocacy for them. We have, at the very beginning, when there was no toilet paper and there were no other food items, we were out helping to take care of widows in our community who could not get out of their homes, and we were able to take them toilet paper and groceries and food services and stuffs, even some clothing for some veterans and elderly. And to be able to continue our mission, we have been very, very busy with the renovation of the building. And during that time, we had to re-roof one of the houses on the museum property for insurance purposes. And so that was a full court press to get that done with certain timelines. And then for us to just continue to be able to honor and take care of veterans in the community that are in need. And people call and they ask for services, and we're able to present those services to them. The mission has continued regardless of this COVID-19 pandemic. Nothing has changed for us except that we've become busier, and which is okay because that's what we're here for. We're here in the community to honor our veterans and to serve where we can to help those that are in need. And we continue to do that. I want to do a shout-out to Pepsi Cola of Northern California, Danny and the crew. They donated a bunch of food items to be able to purchase items to be able to give back to the families that are in need when they come in for services that need to be rendered. And so thank you to Pepsi of Northern California, Danny and the crew, for making that donation of the food to be able to hand back out to those that are in need in our community. and to Jeff over at American Concrete Pumping. He's been helping us take care of other issues that we've had and moving items with trailers and trucks and things like that. People in our community who step forward and to help to donate items and things to us, what a great opportunity it is for us to continue to move forward through their support and their help. And we want to do a shout-out to Foster's Brush Hog Service, locally owned and operated in the Shared Giving Veterans and Elderly Discount, specializing in fire compliance services and fire breaks, after-storm cleanup, removal of waste left from transients, tractor services, stump removal, and right now is the time to do it. It's a great opportunity for you to give Keith and his crew and his wife Jessica a call. Brush Hog Services, Foster's Brush Hog Services. The number is 440-9531, 440-9531, or you can call the museum office at 378-2280, and we'll get that information to you. Keith honors this program. He supports this program for his father, who is a Navy Korean War veteran. And so thank you, Keith, for honoring your dad. Thank you for helping to support the museum and the radio program to help honor our veterans, especially this Memorial Day weekend. I want to bring a song to you, Chase Atkins, to The Last Shots Fired.
I was there in the winter of 64 when we camped in the ice at Nashville's door. 300 miles our trail had led. We barely had time to bury our dead. When the Yankees charged and the colors fell, Overton Hill was a living hell. When we called retreat, it was almost dark. I died with a grape shot in my heart. Say a prayer for peace, for every fallen sun. Set my spirit free. Let me lay down my gun. Sweet Mother Mary, I'm so tired, but I can't come home till the last shot's fired. In June of 1944, I waited in the blood of Omaha's shore. 21 and scared to death, my heart pounding in my chest. I almost made the first seawall when my friends turned, saw me fall. I still smell the smoke, I can taste the mud as I lay there dying from a loss of blood. Say a prayer. Let me lay down.
listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
Dear son, it's almost June. I hope this letter catches up with you and finds you well. It's been dry, but they're calling for rain, and everything's the same old same in Johnsonville. Your stubborn old daddy ain't said too much, but I'm sure you know he sends his love. And she goes on in a letter from home.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. My name is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for the Northern California Veterans Museum. And this is a special Memorial Day program to honor our veterans. And since there aren't going to be any live services, we wanted to make sure that we brought to you information about Memorial Day and to honor our veterans through the radio program and to be able to let those family members that are still surviving know how much we appreciate their loved ones who's passed on. And so I want to bring to you a word of encouragement during this tough time in our society, in the world. When I was in Iraq, I was given a neckerchief with the 91st Psalm on it. And the 91st Psalm is the soldier's prayer. And that soldier's prayer neckerchief, I folded up and I kept it in my left pocket of my uniform over my heart. And I read it before every mission, before we stepped out into enemy action. Once again, we performed over 177 missions outside the wire. And so it was so important to me to pray and reach out and read Scripture before we stepped on every mission and believe on the faith, have faith in the Scripture that God was going to protect and take care of us. And so this Psalm 91, if you've never heard it, I'd like to encourage you to look it up and read it later on during this time when there's so much uncertainty and the world seems like it's upside down. But when we were getting shot at every night, I stood on the promise of God to take care of us. And that was Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield, a bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, or the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near you, your tent. For he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, that you do not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him and let him behold my salvation. This prayer, this the Psalm 91 that David read and pled to God when he was in the desert. We drove the same roads. We walked the same streets that David did when he was being chased by Saul in Iraq and Mesopotamia, right there outside of Baghdad, and right there outside of Fallujah and Al-Takaitim and Al-Asad. We were in the same area that David was, and David pled that to God for his strength and protection, and God gave him strength and protection. And I pled that, this prayer, over our convoys every night before we stepped out against the enemy action. I pled that God would protect us and give us wisdom and safety to be able to come up against the enemy and to survive and to live. And he did, and he brought us home. I'd like to go ahead and play a song from you. It's called A Soldier's Memoir by Joe Bachman.
My name is Staff Sergeant David Crockett, United States Army.
My name is Tyler Southern. I was a corporal in the United States Marine Corps.
Just outside of Samarra, Iraq, we were hit with a massive IED.
We were given accurate intelligence that we're up to 6 Taliban held up in a compound.
Instantly, just a blast of hot air just came over me, and an intense pressure that you couldn't imagine.
We all split up and took different sides. I led my team to the far side, which was laced with 4 IEDs.
At that point, it basically rendered me unconscious for 45 minutes. I was in and out for about an hour, until I basically kind of came to in a field hospital at Fobb Spiker in Tikrit.
We all missed the first one on the front corner and turkey peeking a doorway. I stepped on the second. 10 pounds of homemade explosives, pressure plate IED, buried 6 inches, detonated immediately.
How I'm gonna get out. taught me how to put that uniform on. I just can't get it on.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Portland, Oregon has seen its 100th consecutive night of rioting. Last night, police declaring an unlawful assembly.
The demonstrations began in late May after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Things escalated after the slaying of a Trump supporter shot and killed when he came downtown last weekend with a pro-Trump caravan. The prime suspect in the shooting, who claimed he was anti-fascist, was killed Thursday night by law enforcement. On Friday, demonstrators faced off against police officers. Ken Lorman reporting.
And it got heated during protests last night in Rochester, New York. Police deploying tear gas as violence escalated. Three police officers suffered injuries. Almost a dozen people were arrested. There have been nightly demonstrations in Rochester recently over the police custody death of Daniel Prude. Colleges and universities scrambling to set up coronavirus quarantine zones in dorms as well as off campus.
Sacred Heart University has converted a 34-room guest house at the former Connecticut headquarters of GE to quarantine students. The University of South Carolina ran out of space at a dormitory for quarantine students and began sending them to rooms it rented in hotel-like quarters at a training center for prosecutors. The Air Force Academy sent 400 cadets to hotels to free up space on its Colorado base for quarantines. Health officials, such as White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx, has been urging colleges to keep students on campus to avoid them infecting members of their family and community. I'm Shelley Antler.
Well, it's a hot holiday weekend across the Southwest, including in California. Forecasters expect new high temperature records to be set, warning people to try to stay cool if possible. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I know that on those tablets Mr. Moses brought down is the commandment to not covet. But I'll confess, my neighbor and his lawnmower is making it tough. He's got this stand-behind, ride-along space shuttle that covers probably three times more space than my trusty old lawn boy. So, when we have who mows the fastest races, which are completely fabricated in my head, he has some impressive advantages that I just don't have. And at our faith and family mortgage team, we're blessed to have a pretty special advantage of our own, and one that could be a big deal for you. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Millville Park, Grove, Nova, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org, corporate animalist number 1330, equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The Thai government holding off on plans to buy a couple of submarines from China.
Thailand is withdrawing its request to Parliament to include the sum for an initial payment in the fiscal year 2021 national budget. The government had sought to have $108 million included in the 2021 budget to cover the first of seven annual installment payments. Critics had charged the purchases could not be justified while the country carried a huge economic burden from the coronavirus crisis.
Correspondent Jeremy House. An underground gas pipeline exploded near a mosque in Bangladesh. Timing couldn't have been worse. It happened during evening prayers, leaving at least 16 Muslim worshippers dead. Police say dozens were critically hurt, suffering very serious burns. Police say it happened just outside the capital as people were finishing their prayers. A seven-year-old boy among those killed in the explosion. News and analysis, townhall.com. It's playoff time in NASCAR.
Racing returns to Darlington Sunday for the postseason opener. The infield, though, is still locked down, but up to 8,000 spectators will be allowed to attend. Darlington joins Bristol, Talladega Super Speedway, Texas Motor Speedway, and the championship finale at Phoenix as venues allowing limited spectators during the next 10 weeks. Las Vegas, Charlotte, Kansas, and Martinsville are awaiting state approval. Next week's race in Richmond will be without fans. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Top-ranked Clemson is the preseason favorite to win the Atlantic Coast Conference for a sixth straight season. The league has released voting results for members of the media for the predicted order of finish and preseason all-conference picks. Those picks include quarterback Trevor Lawrence as a preseason pick for player of the year. And number 10 Notre Dame was chosen to finish in second place. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Rob Burrows, director for the Northern California Veterans Museum. I'd like to introduce a song to you. It's the Memorial Day Tribute. It's a piece by George David Kiefer Orchestra. It is a Memorial Day beautiful song for our veterans.
Our debt to our heroic men and valiant women in the service of our country can never be repaid. They have earned our undying gratitude. America must never forget their sacrifices. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. I am Rob Burrows, your host this morning. That song was the Memorial Day tribute to Arlington Cemetery by George David Kiefer Orchestra. And just what a beautiful rendition, what a beautiful music piece to be able to honor our veterans. The whole idea from this program today is to be able to have a Memorial Day program without being out at the cemetery, but to be able to honor those who have gone before us and to be able to share some of their stories and to talk about their valiant effort to protect America and what she stands for and what we believe in our nation. We'll talk a little bit about TAPS right now. TAPS was first played at Harrison's Landing, Virginia, in July of 1862 during the Civil War. Within 9 months, it was adopted by both the Union and the Confederate forces. In 1891, TAPS became the standard component of all military funerals. And if you don't know what TAPS is the bugle piece that is played at the end of every military funeral, at every military service. There are rifle volleys, and then there are TAPS. And if you don't know the words to TAPS, these are the words to TAPS. There are many other renditions and lyrics, but these are the most common ones that were put forward during the Civil War time frame. Gone the sun, from the lake, from the hill, from the sky. All is well, safely rest, God is nigh. And that was written by a soldier on the battlefield that gave his life during the Civil War. And it was played, and it was played after that. And once again, it is the traditional bugle playing at the end of every military song, a service in every funeral. And when doing all of those funerals, we've heard it many, many times, but I never get tired of hearing it. And as we go through the end of the program, you'll be hearing it later on. But I think it is important for you to know the origin of where that came from. So many things came out of the Civil War, such a tragic time frame for our nation, but so many things that brought honor and respect for our nation and our military since that time frame came from the loss of life and the sacrifice during the Civil War. Even our great president, Abraham Lincoln. You've been listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to in North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm fucking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott and Dr. Paul DeNuca. During the Civil War, Abe Lincoln said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand."
We can get through difficult times if we pull together as a country and a community. What can you do? We invite you to join a grassroots effort to unite our community through blood donations on September 11th, the National Day of Service and Remembrance. We already have 17 organizations committed to raise at least 170 blood donations. One blood donation saves 3 lives and raises the spirit of the donor. We need you to lift our community up.
Find us on Facebook at the event page, Equality, Unity, and Love, or call Vitalant at 243-0160 to make an appointment. Remember, September 11th, the National Day of Service. Call Vitalant at 243-0160 and make a difference.
We are all in this together.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
Stop right there when you see those boots and a uniform coming your way. Get off your cell phone and look them in the eye and drop that old briefcase. If you want to see what a hero looks like, this might be your chance. Before you go back home to your safe little worlds, y'all, don't you understand? He's all the men and women.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Rob Burrows, your host this morning. And I was supposed to go ahead and perform a speech, go ahead and give a speech at the Veterans Cemetery. And obviously, we're not having a ceremony there. So I'm going to go ahead and present that speech to you this morning. And this is a Memorial Day speech that I had prepared. It's one that I had given also at the Reading Memorial Park. But obviously, it fits this morning for our service. We're here today to honor American heroes, living and dead, who have sacrificed so much to protect our freedom. Memorial Day has a long and solemn history and was formerly known as Decoration Day and originated after the American Civil War to commemorate the Union and Confederate soldiers who died in the Civil War. By the 20th century, Decoration Day had been extended to honor all Americans who have died while in the military service. Today, as we know as Memorial Day, when we remember and honor every man and woman who served our armed forces and sacrificed for our nation. There are so many places around the world where our men and women have risked life and limb. Each time, they have responded with true greatness of heart. Today, we are gathered here to honor and remember those who cannot be with us. Today, I would like to give voice to the men and women who have given their lives for this nation. Together, across the years of our nation's history, they have answered the call. They have stood the watch. They have looked neither left nor right. They did not search for an exit. They have walked steadily and unafraid into mortal danger, knowing full well all the risks and all the costs. On the rolling seas, on the dusty streets under the scorching sun, in the high mountain passes, in the darkest jungles, in the stormy skies, they simply and bravely have said, "I will go." Fueled by the deepest sense of patriotism, they have jumped into action. Kindled by the keenest commitment to human destiny, they have thrown caution to the wind. This is the spirit we honor today as we observe Memorial Day. This spirit defines the greatness of America. How many Americans share this deep awareness of what our military services means to our nation and how much our men and women in uniform are put at risk? Not many, and that is certain. We live in a nation of people who take their freedom for granted as if liberty had not been purchased with the blood, the tears, the sweat, the toil of our armed forces. Too many Americans take peace for granted as if no one had ever risked danger to make peace a reality. We should be outraged by this thoughtless disregard, and we should speak out. That is why we're gathered here today. We have come to keep the torch of memory alive. These noble Americans who have worn our nation's uniforms are our sons and our daughters. They are our fathers and our mothers. They are our family. They are our friends. They leave home to do a work of patriots, and they lead lives of quiet dignity when they return home. Today we send a clear message to all who have worn the uniform. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your sacrifice. And thank you for standing up when your nation needed you most. I am privileged to have worn the uniform of the United States Navy for 23 years. I am proud of this uniform and the heritage it stands for. I went to war for my country, volunteered 3 tours of duty in Iraq. I understand what it means to serve a greater cause and to be prepared to lay down my life for my country. I took an oath when I joined the Navy to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It's the same oath everyone who serves this country takes. It's an important oath because what it is saying is that we are not swearing an oath to the President of the United States. We are not swearing an oath to Congress. We are not swearing an oath to a building or to a flag or to a symbol. We are swearing an oath to a set of ideals, a document that defines who we are as a nation of moral laws, a nation that respects the rights and liberties of each American citizen, a nation that gives me the right to speak to you today and gives you the right, the freedom, to assemble and to listen. What a wonderful document it is, this document that those who have served our country are prepared to give their lives in defense of. It is this document that speaks, we the people of the United States of America. It's a document that speaks government of the people, by the people, for the people. That is why I say the uniform that our armed forces wear today is not the uniform of the United States alone. It's your uniform. We are wearing it for you. In the years since we began celebrating Memorial Day, America's armed forces have defended our freedom in many conflicts across the world. Those who say we are in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. Across our nation and around the world, the sloping hills of cemetery after cemetery, with their rows upon rows of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, are where our heroes have been laid to rest. They add up only to a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of heroes I spoke about earlier. Their lives ended in places like Belleau Wood, the Argonne Forest, Omaha Beach, Anzio Beach, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chozon Reservoir, in 100 rice paddies across Vietnam and through the Middle East against terrorists and the global war on terror. Under one such marker lies a man, Toe, who left his job in a small-town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division, where on the Western Front he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We are told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf under the heading, My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work. I will save. I will sacrifice. I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depends on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it. We will sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it, now or ever. We are Americans. Just like the young men and women who have answered our nation's call in past difficult times, so too have the young Americans of today volunteered to serve our country in the post-9/11 conflicts of Afghanistan and Iraq. The good news this time around is whatever one's views are in the war in the Middle East, the American people are not blaming the warrior for the war. The bad news is that many of these soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen have experienced multiple and extended tours of duty in the war zone. All who have served in Iraq or Afghanistan are volunteers. More than 60% of these men, military personnel, have been from the National Guard or Ready Reserve, who often are pulled away from their families, civilian jobs, and from the small businesses they run for their tours of duty in the war zone. As Americans, we appreciate their service. We give them welcome home parades this time around, and then tend to go about our business, forgetting how difficult the transition from military life to civilian life can be for those who have served in this war on terror. I also think we don't realize the reserve culture shock these veterans face when they return home from the war zone. It's amazing to me how we are trained to prepare to go into battle, but never trained or prepared for being dropped back into civilian society, which seems so disconnected from the soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen that have just experienced the situations in the combat zone so far removed from home. The operational tempo is so extreme, it isolates the warrior from everyday life back at home. And our sons and daughters have confronted the specter of worldwide terrorism face to face. We cannot ignore the fact that there is very little glory in war. But there is suffering. There is pain, there is sickness, and blood. These are the true human costs of war. So today I ask you, as we remember those who have sacrificed and those who are serving right now in our stay across the globe, do not forget our warriors, our new veterans of tomorrow, as they continue to return home broken and weary. I encourage our veterans organizations and North State communities to reach out to these new veterans, our comrades in arms, to support them, to support their families, and to embrace them into our homes and hearts as they begin the healing process and readjustment back into their new lives once again. Thank you for being here today. Your presence tells me that you stand ready to make sure that this flame of patriotism never dies, and that it is filled with honor and respect for those who have served our nation, and for those who are serving today. Thank you, and may God bless America, and may God bless our men and women in uniform.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment, despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with a car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
You missed my first step. My first word was sad. This house is filled with pictures of someone I never had. I know your voice. I think I know your smile. But mommy says clothes haven't smelled like your clothes in a while. I know a friend. Mommy
morning. Once again, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Rob Burrows, Director for the Northern California Veterans Museum. And I just want to say thank you for being with us today as we honor our veterans as this Memorial Day tribute and to make sure that they do not go unforgotten. The only way someone can be forgotten is that they are not remembered. It's critical for us to make sure that we remember all of our veterans who have served across our nation during all of the conflicts of our nation, and to make sure that we understand why our freedom is so important. If you know a child or a granddaughter, grandson, or a neighborhood kid or child, I would implore you, encourage you to share what patriotism is to them, what the sacrifice of our men and women who serve our country, why that is so critical, why it is so important. The only way for us to continue the patriotism in our nation and for us to continue to honor those who have fallen and sacrificed and shed their blood for us is for us to continue to share that information with them and tell them why it is so important. Memorial Day weekend has become a holiday. Everybody gets a chance to go out and do whatever they want, except for this year, as far as going to the lake and skiing and the beaches and hiking and whatever else. You may be having just a small meal with family this year. You may have a lot of family coming over for a picnic or whatever this weekend. I would ask you to just take a moment, to take a minute, to be able to share with them, hey, you know what? It's Memorial Day weekend. You know what Memorial Day weekend is about? It's about our military men and women who went to war and gave their lives for us, for have the freedom we have, for us to be able to live where we live, to be able to have the freedoms that we have. Yes, you might not be able to get toilet paper. Yes, you might have to stand in a line to get something because other people are selfish and they hoard. This is still the greatest nation in the world. And if you have not been outside the United States, you've never been to another country, you have no reason to complain because every other country out there is a third world country. We have so much. We are blessed with so much because of those who have gone before us. Right now, we're going to go ahead and play a song. This is a real tribute song. It's dedicated to Shereen Reglan and to the Reglan family for their loss, if you're reading this.
You're reading this, and my mama's sitting there. Looks like I only got a one-way ticket over here. I sure wish I could give you one more kiss. And war was just a game we played when we were kids. Well, I'm laying down my gun, hanging up my boots. I'm up here with God and we're both watching over you. So lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town. If you're reading this, I'm already home. If you're reading this, halfway around the world, I won't be there to see the birth of our little girl. I hope she looks like you. I hope she fights like me.
There's gonna come a day you move on and find someone else, and that's okay. Just remember this, I'm in a better place. The soldiers live in peace, and angels sing amazing grace. Lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town, and love my soul where my mama always prayed that it would go. If you're reading this, I'm already home.
Dedicated to Chad Reglan, killed in action, Afghanistan, United States Navy SEAL. Thank you, Chad, for your service, your sacrifice to our country.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Covenant Church of Spokane, Washington is being sued by Planned Parenthood for holding an outdoor church service monthly in a public area next to Planned Parenthood's building. And Pacific Justice Institute has filed papers to defend against this lawsuit.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
Smile to the mailbox on that bright summer's day. Found a letter from our son in a war. Of the weather and good friends that
What a wonderful song, returning back from World War II battle back to his home after his mother thought he'd been captured and killed during World War II by the Nazi Germans. And it's a song that brings us, just kind of yanks out your heartstrings about the men and women, the mothers and the fathers who wait for their sons and daughters to return from the front lines to come back. And they don't know whether they're in good health. They don't know if they're injured. They don't know if they've been captured. They don't know if they've sacrificed their lives. But it's that hope, it's that waiting for it to happen, for them to come back. And sometimes it doesn't, and that sacrifice is made, but other times it is, and those individuals come back. And once again, I refer back to Psalm 91, God's shield or protection. If you, during this time frame when the world seems to be upside down and everything else seems to be given problems and you don't know where to look, I would encourage you to get a Bible and read Psalm 91. I read it before every mission in Iraq. It's something that saved my life. It's something that gave me courage. It gave me strength to be a leader when the enemy was face to face. And it was sometimes it was all we could do to just make it second by second. But God had brought us all home. I'd like to just read you a final word on this Memorial Day program. General George G. Marshall, U.S. Army Chief of Staff during World War II, once said, "We are building morale. Not on supreme confidence in our ability to conquer and subdue other peoples, not in reliance on things of steel and the super excellence of guns and planes and bomb sites, but on things more potent. We are building it on belief, for it is what men believe that makes them invincible. It is what men believe that makes them invincible. If you believe that God has given you the strength and given you the energy to do what you need to do, if you're looking for an opportunity to be able to move forward, I encourage you once again to look up Psalm 91 and read it and stand on those promises from God. I used those and read those, and it brought back all 25 of my men through every one of those 177 combat missions. And I'm a firm believer that God guides our footsteps if we believe in Him. This Memorial Day weekend, I encourage you, if you have the opportunity, to go out to the cemetery at Igo Veterans Cemetery. Take a moment and reflect on those who have served and sacrificed for our nation. If you can't go, try to listen to the message on Monday morning at 10 a.m. and Sunday evening on KIXE is the National Memorial Day program. And I always watch that. It's just a wonderful tribute to our nation and to those who serve. Thank you for listening today. And we'll be ending our program with Arlington by Chase Atkins.
Never thought that this is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. Man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag and told my mom and dad, we're proud of your son. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. When we finally found that cross, he said, son, this is what it costs to keep us free. Now here I am, 1,000 stones away from him. He recognized me on the first day I came in, and it gave me a chill when he clicked his heels and saluted me. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. Every time I hear 21 guns, I know they brought another hero home to us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.